Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
You know, Amy, I'm just not sure if you're ready for this. And I heard you talking about being on the main feed podcast, and I told Rob that I don't know if you're here for the right reasons.
I cannot believe this, Haley. Like, you have no right. You don't even know me. I mean, I know we've been podcasting for, what is it, like 5 years now, but
I'm thinking maybe you're too young for this and you don't know whether you want to be engaged or not. Like, I don't know.
Both those things are true.
It's
forever young.
It may not be a fact, but like, it's an opinion and I'm allowed to have an opinion.
Well, you're not even on the episode anymore, and you're still spreading these rumors.
You're right. I am spreading the rumors. Check my Twitter.
Oh, my goodness. When have we seen someone who's not on the show get so much airtime? Who's no longer on the show, I should say.
Katie had more airtime than Kirpa did this episode, and Kirpa was there.
Yeah. I think Katie had more airtime collectively on this episode than throughout the season so far.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It is interesting. And she definitely had more airtime than Chris Harrison, who I don't think showed up in Denver at all. I think he's continuing.
Oh my God, I didn't even know it.
I think he's still on vacation.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't you be?
Yeah, it is smart. And he probably had his new girlfriend along and it's like, hey, let's work the perks and just stay in Asia and send Colton back home. They did a reverse kind of order of what they usually do when going to the lead's hometown. Did you like that they went back to Denver at this stage?
You know what? I really did. I thought it was kind of a cool little switch up. I liked that he got a chance to chat with Ben. Mm. Speaking of Ben, we saw an Instagram post with his girlfriend finally. She's Instagram official.
Instagram official. So was it the one that we uncovered a while back or that the internet uncovered?
Yes, it is.
All right. So no big news. It was the one that people scoped out, but it's still going on. He announced it. And what do you think? Is this the one?
I don't know, but I'm just glad it's not the woman who Robbie cheated on Amanda with, because it was rumored that he was dating her for a while.
Yeah. This is good. This is someone new that doesn't have, I don't think, any ties to anyone else in Bachelor Nation.
Yeah, that's something you should always avoid.
Yes. Well, there was another news story that came out about Tayshia, who also gets this first date. Did you see that story going around?
I did. A couple of people sent it to us. So what this story is saying is that Tayshia's ex came out and said we were dating up until like, the moment before she left for the show, which is kind of an insidious headline. Mm-hmm. But when you dive into the article, it was like, yeah, we're still on great terms. Like, we never had a label on it. We were kind of exclusive, kind of not. I knew she was going on the show, and she said, hey, like, I'm going on the show because I don't really think this is going anywhere. So it's like, it's pointless. It's trying to...
It's like 50% of the women that come on the show, right?
Yeah, they had someone they were talking to for, like, no reason when she was, like, perfectly honest in that relationship, being like, hey, I'm in the last rounds of The Bachelor. You know what? I think I'm going to go on The Bachelor. Like, we're not, like, we're exclusive-ish, but we're not really, like, together. Like, it's stupid.
That's like what happened to Tia and Colton. So
yeah, exactly.
Double standard here. Yeah, and when I first saw the headline, I was like, is the ex-husband? And then that would have been really crazy, but no, it's just some guy. Yeah. So, yeah, I think that was all of Bachelor Nation news that came out. Was there anything else that you saw?
I think I can remember. Did we talk about Jade and Tanner expecting their second baby?
No, we didn't. I talked about it with Angela.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Came out for that podcast. So, yeah. And then, well, speaking of Tanner, so there was this random Good Morning America segment the other day, like the day after, the day after The Bachelor aired this week, and one of our listeners, Tia Townshon, said, I'm hoping that RHAP recapper and or HStrong underscore watched whatever the thing was on GMA this morning and will report on it in the podcast. Well, I wouldn't have had a clue if she didn't let us know. So I did go and check it out, and it was really weird. They had a viewing party that one of the anchors was hosting with random people. Colton showed up. The anchor knew that Colton was showing up, but then he brought along Nick, Jason, not young Jason, but old Bachelor Jason. And then
Yeah.
Young Jason is busy off with Caitlin, like in Boston or whatever they're doing. And then Nick. And it didn't really make sense. And I don't know if the anchor knew who they all were. She was like, oh, it's like the rest of the Bachelors. And Tanner wasn't on The Bachelor. And it was just a weird mix of people, I would say.
So, like, you're saying I shouldn't go watch it because I wasn't planning on it.
And then they gave Tanner two different onesies, a blue one and a pink one. And he said they have their gender in an envelope and they're going to do the gender reveal. So,
of course they are. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, exactly. And he's hoping for a boy. So, that was that interesting segment. I don't know why they're still trying to do the viewing, make viewing parties happen.
I'm not really sure what their scoop is.
Yeah.
Nor will I try to understand.
Yeah, The Bachelor loves a good viewing party and a surprise people with random cameos. But let's get into the episode. So they're in Denver. I haven't been to Denver in a long time, but it looks like a really cool city. I would have been excited to be there.
Yeah, me too. Like, if you're going to the States, you're going to Denver. That's really cool. That's been on my, I'd say, top, 5 to 10 cities in the U.S. that I haven't visited that I'd really love to. One of these days, I'll get there.
Do you think the women checked out any of the conspiracy theories in the Denver airport?
I would have. I would have been like, oh, I get to go to the Denver airport. Let's go to the bunker. Yeah. So did you notice they were all wearing jeans getting off the plane? Like, I didn't notice. In between, because Lord help me if I'm ever getting on a probably at least 12 to 14 hour flight wearing jeans. Kill me. You're lucky if I'm wearing pants.
Right. Yeah. Let's hope they were jeggings, but that didn't look like it.
Even then, fun fact about me. Mm-hmm. I can't wear jeggings because my feet are too big to fit in the holes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, can't get them over my heel. My feet are too long.
There should be a support group for that.
I feel like that's a very specific thing, like tiny women with huge feet who can't wear trendy pants.
Yeah. It's like people who like can't wear certain shirts because their boobs are too big, but everything else fits. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, except mine's my feet. So. Was I recently? Oh, when I was in Mexico, we went snorkeling, and then so we got flippers, and we went up to the guy, and he was asking him, oh, what's your foot size so he can give us flippers? So I said 10, and he like looked at me, he's like, what? I'm like, yeah, size 10. And he's like, no. I'm like, give them to me, I'll show you.
Yeah,
that's the first time that has happened to me in my life.
Right, because if you expect someone really tall to have that size feet.
Yeah. Yeah. If you look at me, you're not expecting me to. Ethan likes to call me Wile E. Coyote.
Oh, does he have really big feet compared to his body?
I guess so.
Did your parents think that you were going to be really tall because you always had big feet, like when you were little?
Think so. I think they knew that I was like doomed to be clumsy because I was like probably 10 or 11 and had size 10 feet, and I was like even shorter than I am now. My feet were before my body did.
Oh my goodness. That would be like your tragic story to talk about if you were a contestant on this show.
I can't wear pointed toe shoes because I can't lift, like when going upstairs, I can't lift my legs high enough because they're too short to like avoid tripping.
Oh my gosh, like they hit the end of the stair. Oh my gosh.
Life I lead.
Yes. Well, we on this date, well, it started out Colton playing the role of Chris Harrison, showing up, meeting the women and saying like the first date starts now and every date this week has a rose. So we had 7 women starting out and he's narrowing it down. Now they're in hometown. So it does really make sense, I think, to be in his hometown at the stage when you cut to hometown. So
totally.
I like that.
Denver's a cool city to be.
Mm-hmm. So Tayshia is the first one, but he had his dog with, which I thought was cute. You know,
great move. Yeah, of course.
Great move. So what all the women got to meet the dog.
Remember?
Sniper.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So very cute black lab. And Denver looks like a really dog friendly city. So I like that. It's got that going for it, too. And the main thing that Colton wanted to get out of this date, besides showing Tayshia around, I think was trying to, you know, he didn't think she was one of the women that Katie was talking about. So she gets the first date this week to really help him figure out who might not be there for the right reasons.
Yeah, which is like setting her up for not great fun. I would say, like, you're, you know, like, that's not totally fair. And I feel like at first she did a good job at being like, like, that's fair, but it's not my place to tell you who mm-hmm. I think it is. And then all of a sudden she's telling him who she thinks it is. And she, you know, lets him know that she's heard Cassie and Kaylin have a conversation about, like, oh, you know, this is just going to be great for me. Oh, what if we're the Bachelorette, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, she lets Colton know this and he's a little upset, understandably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought this kind of set it up for, you know, Colton couldn't really hide his feelings and sort of awkward to be on a date with someone else who he is eventually going to give a rose to and take to hometowns. But yet, you know, really like, you know, having that like disappointed look when she names Cassie and Kaylin, and then having to talk to her about like, oh, this really sucks. And almost like she became a confidant in that moment rather than like another person he's trying to win over and woo.
Yeah, definitely. It's a little odd. But it's The Bachelor. So what do we want?
Yeah. So, you know, she names them, but says like, hey, people, there's other people like myself who I think are here for the right reason. So I guess that would leave everybody else remaining. Kirpa, Hannah, Heather, and Hannah, the two Hannahs. So did it surprise you that Cassie and Kaylin were the two?
Yeah, I was pretty surprised because I don't think I'm alone in believing that those two are the front runners here. Yeah, so it was a little surprise that they were the ones who were chatting about the future, and which future that might not involve Colton.
Yeah, because I think, was it last week? I think we were probably talking about the Hannahs being maybe the ones that he was referring to. Hannah G, Hannah B, or that's who we thought that Katie and Sydney and Demi might have been talking about. Well, probably not Demi because she was friends with them, but
yeah,
at least that was our view of who's not ready. And I've gotten the impression that Cassie and Kaylin seem really into him. We haven't seen any of these conversations about them wanting to be a bachelorette. I wasn't even sure if Tayshia had heard that, but I bet a lot of them talk about it. What do you think?
I mean, you're with each other for 29 hours a day, 70 days a week. And you don't have any books, you don't have any phones, television, nothing. Like, you just talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. And so, yeah, you can see this coming up, and I don't think it's a damning thing. Like, I think it might just be something to chat about, because it's more likely that they don't end up with Colton. Like, the odds are against them here.
Yeah, I can see. So if it's, you know, you strike up with a friendship with somebody, obviously, between the two of you, only one can be the winner, if any of you. So you might say, like, oh, would you do The Bachelorette if you got it? And you're just going to be like, yeah, maybe, but I'm into Colton or whatever it might be. But yeah, if someone overheard it, it's like, hey, let's go report that to The Bachelor right away.
Yeah, so I kind of get both sides of this. You know, here on the podcast where we are supporters of the don't spend your time talking about somebody else movement.
Right.
Honestly, if Colton asked me, hey, like, do you know anything about this? I'd be like, you know, I've heard some rumors, but like, I don't feel comfortable saying them to you because I don't want you to get hurt over something that might not even be true.
Yeah, that's a good move, because it's a little different if the lead directly asks you about it and you're at this stage in the game. Do you think they were able to kind of overcome that awkward conversation and have a normal date afterwards when they were cooking together and so forth?
Yeah, it seemed like they were able to, you know, get into it and have some fun. And I think that's a testament to Tayshia, because I feel like that could end up really awkward and really bad.
Yeah. And there's another bed on their date.
Well, what's the scoop here?
I don't know. I think they're in a fake apartment, right? And just play acting, pretending like, oh, this is like where I live in Denver. Let's go in the bedroom and hang out. She didn't stay over, right? Wasn't an early fantasy suite.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So, yeah, it was interesting. And then they showed a conversation of Cassie and Kaylin talking about, will Tayshia talk about anybody? Well, obviously, it's not us. Oh, that was a little funny.
Yeah. A little heavy-handed there, Bachelor producers.
Yeah. So, the next one-on-one was that Kaylin?
Yes.
Okay.
I have no idea what they did. I believe at some point Colton brought up Tayshia's comments, which she did not take very kindly to, understandably. But like, did they do anything? Like, was there an activity here?
They went snowboarding. And then you might have blocked out because they had a private concert. Yeah.
I push out my memory because I think I would rather jump off that platform in Singapore than go snowboarding.
Oh my gosh, have we found something worse than bungee jumping?
You know, I probably would rather go snowboarding, but I would hate it the entire time.
Yeah.
It's again, a lot I'm clumsy, less, I'm not good at things.
Yeah, not as far to fall, but there are more people that you could maybe bump into. There's more of maybe the embarrassment factor.
I feel like I'm much more likely to break a limb snowboarding than I am bungee jumping.
Hmm. Yeah.
Kind of like gangly when you're bungee jumping, but snowboarding, like, pretty sure I'd break a wrist or two at least. Yeah.
Luckily, they didn't snowboard for very long because it was just, they just had to get into this serious conversation. What did you think of Kaylin's reaction to it? She was pissed.
Yeah, she was pissed, and I get it. I don't doubt two things, that she had a conversation maybe being like, oh, you know, if I was the Bachelor. And I also don't doubt that she has genuine feelings for Colton. Mm. So to have that kind of brought up, yeah, that would feel like sabotage.
Yeah, I think like you could tell she was a little defensive, but at the same time didn't really seem disingenuous. But so it probably was like, oh, shit, we did talk about it, but it wasn't under that like context or, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't in front of Tayshia, or I didn't, you know, specifically say this. And so, yeah, she definitely expressed to Colton that it wasn't true. And I don't know, it didn't cause her not to get the rose. They had the private concert at Red Rocks Amphitheater, a very pretty setting to have a private concert. So at least it had that going for it.
Yep. Probably I cannot tell you who it was who did the concert.
No, I don't know who it was. I couldn't tell what kind of genre of music.
Country?
Maybe country-ish. Country, yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense for Denver, I think. And yeah, so she came back with the rose, and I'm thinking she probably had a conversation with Cassie about this based on what happens later on in the earlier conversation. But she does also have a conversation directly with Tayshia. It was very awkward. How do you think that went?
Not great. Not great, Captain.
Yeah. It was weird because she was just like, I thought we were friends, and Tayshia was just like, whatever. She didn't really she's like, well, yeah, we were, but I'm also gonna tell him what I heard.
And I will say that Tayshia didn't go in there saying like, hey Colton, I got something to tell you. Like, that's not what happened.
Yeah, unlike Kirpa. That was kind of Kirpa's move.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, now that leaves us with Tayshia, Kaylin with roses. There's only two left, so the women are getting nervous, understandably, because there's going to be one more individual date, and then, was it a three-on-one date? Am I doing my math right?
No, it was a four-on-one.
Four-on-one date, yeah, okay. Yes, it became a three-on-one, but yeah, it was a four-on-one to start. Okay.
So, were you surprised that I feel like usually at this point, the people who get the one-on-one dates don't get roses at the end of the date.
Oh, I'm trying to remember. Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. I feel like there is a moment at some point later on where it's like, okay, we know
the only person who gets a rose is the one who is on the group date. That's the only rose that's being given out. But we didn't have
that's true, actually. I think that has been recently where it's like you get a one-on-one date and but they're not going to put the pressure of the rose on it. And but then there's like a 3-on-1 and then that there's one up for grabs and that person knows that they're going to hometowns. Mm-hmm. I would like a listener to let us know for sure because I could just be
making stuff up. Making I did have up. A whiskey sour tonight, so who knows?
Like I'm remembering with Ari, it was Tia and Kendall and baby Becca were all together.
Yeah.
And I know there's
and like Kendall got the rose, right?
Right. But then did the other two, were they immediately eliminated or did they go to a rose ceremony?
Oh, I don't remember. I think maybe Becca was immediately eliminated. I can't remember.
I can't remember either. So someone will let us know. But I don't know. What do you think about that? Putting all this pressure on each one-on-one?
I'm kind of fine with it because I feel like maybe we wouldn't have gotten the Hannah moment if this didn't happen. I didn't mind the 4-on-1 where it's like, well, two of you are going home.
Yeah. And I think
it kind of moves things along.
Yeah. And it caused that tension of them waiting to see with each 1-on-1 date if the suitcase would get picked up because then they can start counting down. Okay. Well, the group date, how many roses are going to be available? Only one or two. So,
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Hannah B date.
Yeah. Gosh. Whew. So he picks her up. He has a surprise for her. They go to a what I can only assume is an Airbnb to meet Colton's family, who might be 10 years older than him. His dad was hot.
Yeah. somewhere I saw someone like, is his dad hotter than him?
Might be, yeah.
Yeah. Did we remember that from Becca's season?
No. Oh, you know what? I didn't watch that episode.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! I was away, or I was working, and I couldn't make that episode, so I just didn't fucking watch it.
That's so Hallelujah. Funny. That's so
Wish
funny.
I could pull that shit next week, but I can't.
Yeah. yes. So I remember him being kind of like intimidating on the Becca date, I think. So I didn't notice if he was like attractive or not. He's like the older, more seasoned Colton.
And, what do you mean by seasoned?
Yeah. What do you think I mean? So he's with Hannah B. And then, yeah, they get to meet the parents, which we've seen even earlier on other seasons. I don't think it bodes really well for the person that gets to go on that date.
Yeah, probably not.
But he's
like,
there.
That sucks because you're giving them like false hope. And I feel like Hannah had the feeling of, hey, I got to meet his family. That means I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
And that's just not the case. And like if he wasn't feeling it after, fine. But it didn't seem like Hannah really clicked with his family either.
No. And yeah, he pulls his dad aside and kind of lets him know. And I think that maybe his dad's impression of Hannah was leaning, like influencing that conversation too. Cause I felt like his dad was really kind of like, hey, if you're not feeling it, you know, just go with your gut. Come on. You trust your gut. So yeah, it wasn't, looking too promising for Hannah there.
No, it wasn't. And I was like, well, it's going to be fine. This is just editing. I could have sworn I saw her in, fantasy suite promos. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, she's going to make it. It's fine.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't see that promo, but interesting.
They did. It was her like jumping on a bed. So I just was like, oh yeah, it must be.
So did we never see that? Was it just fake out?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, it could have been anything.
Yeah.
There's so many beds on the season that it's really hard to keep them straight.
Right. Yeah. So Where did they go for their dinner? It was like
the hangar. They went to the airport because Colton is in the Illuminati.
Wait, so they couldn't go to the regular airport, or was this the regular airport?
I have no idea. Airports are not my strength.
Yeah. It looked like maybe a private, cool, small airport. That was just a nice setting. Like,
Colton probably knows a guy with a private jet.
Probably. I mean, he's got to take that to go to his charity events, right? So, they sit down. They have their dinner coming to
them.
They
didn't even have a chance to eat dinner.
Did they have dinner?
I don't think so. The table's bare because I made sure to look. Colton broke up with Hannah before they even got served fake dinner.
Yeah, I mean, they were served the rose, right? The rose is sitting there.
Yeah.
And poor Hannah. You did talk about her dress.
I love the dress.
I thought it was really pretty, too.
Yeah.
Apparently, no one else did.
Yeah. The only issue I might have with it is, like, I wish the shoulders weren't so 80s, but I thought it was a great color. The fabric was cool looking. I like the slit. I love a low cut V right in front where it's like, can't wear a bra with this bad boy. I love that kind of dress.
Yeah. I mean, the people that can pull it off, it looks amazing. So, yeah, she looked great. And I think if you're getting a one-on-one, you're not expecting at this stage that you're going to go home. So it really broke my heart to kind of see that conversation go down, especially that she had already said that she was falling in love with him and was talking to his family about that as well.
Yeah, and she just really did not see it coming.
No, but I liked how she handled it. She wasn't devastated in the sense that, like, she was just like, well, you know,
I want somebody who wants me.
Wants me, yeah.
Exactly. I love it. I love that ideal.
Yeah. But she did miss out on dinner,
which is
cool.
Something we would never do.
No.
I would demand my dinner in the limo ride home. And you know what? Can get delivered to the limo. HelloFresh.
Oh my gosh. HelloFresh. Amazing. It's New Year. Still thinking about those New Year's goals. And achieving your 2019 goals is as easy as enjoying delicious home-cooked meals with HelloFresh. And, you know, I bet you could get them delivered to your limo.
Yeah, and it would come in a special insulated box, so you wouldn't even have to worry about, you know, making it right away. You could give yourself some time to cry.
Yeah.
And you could get over Colton in, you know, about the same amount of time as it takes to cook a HelloFresh meal, about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I think that's all you'd need for Colton.
Right. And you could roll up to, like, a fake apartment, could have a date with someone new, and have an enjoyable and easy time cooking with pre-measured ingredients, easy to follow, 6-step pictured recipe cards, and make deliciousness part of your date, part of your every week. So I do the veggie plan. What I love is just the convenience as well as how delicious everything is. We've had so many snowstorms this year, and it's great when we know they're coming and you can adjust the date on your delivery or just kind of plan out those 3 meals that week. Like, oh, I'm going to save this one for when I'm stuck at home.
And stock up.
I'm not going to the grocery store for 5 days in a row. Exactly. So it's also nice because with the classic plan, you can get the 20-minute meals. One of my favorites recently has been, I don't know if I'm pronouncing the name of the pasta right, but it's like gemelli or with a G, creamy gemelli pasta with mushrooms. And I'm not even usually a huge mushroom person. So it's helped me try out new foods that I wouldn't otherwise do because everything's done so well and seasoned perfectly and can't go wrong with pasta that with a great sauce. So how about you? What have you liked?
What did I get? So I got a tangy guacamole taco bowl, which was really delicious. I actually had some friends over and we made that, and it was a real hit with everyone. And then we had a duga crusted chicken with couscous that was really tasty. And that's not something I would have ever made myself, but it was awesome. And we were really excited to try it.
Nice. Yeah. So there's 3 plans that you can choose from. classic, veggie, and family. And you can have the option to switch between for when your taste changes. So if you were to say like, hey, I want to do like veggie for a month, do a challenge like that, you can switch to that. And they have even dinner to lunch options where you can have something that will work well the next day. One pot wonders.
That. I love making enough dinner to have leftovers the next day for lunch. Because if I'm making a great dinner, I want to have a great lunch too.
Make it last longer.
Hell yeah. Exactly. And HelloFresh is now just from $6.99 a serving, so it's less than getting takeout. And the food's better quality, and it's super easy to make, and you'll leave feeling satisfied that you made your own dinner.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's the best, America's best value meal kit. And we have a special offer. You can get started with 6 free meals. That's 2 free meals in each of your first 3 boxes. Go to HelloFresh.com and enter promo code Bachelor60 for a total of $60 off. So $20 off your first 3 boxes with the promo code Bachelor60 at HelloFresh.com. Try it out. Let us know what you guys think.
Send us some pictures of what you make.
Yes, that'd be amazing. All right, so Hannah, look into it now that you've been sent home. So we have the group date left. Of course, we get that classic scene where they take her suitcase away, and everyone is pretty shocked.
Kaylin, yeah, super shocked.
Kaylin especially. She just could not handle it. Couldn't believe it. We didn't get to see like the gleeful reaction now that they've made up. So that drama's in the past. But maybe secretly inside, she was excited about it. Yeah. So on the remaining women, Cassie, Hannah G, Kirpa, and Heather, were you surprised that any of them did not get a one-on-one?
A little bit, but I was not shocked at all who stayed out of this.
Right. Yeah. Long story short, the people that Tayshia warned about still in it. They didn't really affect Colton. He might have just asked questions he didn't otherwise wouldn't have otherwise asked. But yeah, not shocking. But maybe shocking, like the way things happened on this date.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get into that. So they're at like some sort of little park, and then he pulls Heather aside to chat, and she's just like, you know what, I'm not into this as much as I could be and other people are, so let's just head on out here. And Colton was kind of upset about it, but he is probably just happy he doesn't have to break up with her after taking her kissgenity.
Yeah, it didn't seem like it was going to affect the outcome. Kind of like what happened last week. There are women eliminating themselves, maybe getting the sense that, like, you know what? Why don't I just peace out before, you know, he cuts me? And yeah, she got her first kiss. I think that was maybe her goal on her vision board. And maybe she didn't put another goal on there.
Yeah, don't worry, Heather. We'll see you in paradise this summer.
Oh, yeah. Is she going to be the one making out with everybody in paradise? Maybe.
I did love the power move of her leaving on her own accord, though. I thought that was great. Good on her. She got what she wanted from this experience.
Yeah. Not everybody can say that. So that is good. And then that was so fast, though, into the episode. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was just like,
or into the date.
Like,
yeah. And then we're left with Kirpa, Hannah G., and Cassie. And then, okay, talk about how Hannah G gets the rose.
Oh my, she gets the rose by just like not saying anything throughout this entire time. So at one point, Colton takes Hannah aside just to chat, and then I don't know what gets said. I don't know if Cassie says something or Kirpa says something, but they get into an argument about, you know, Kirpa and Tayshia not believing Cassie and Kaylin are there for the right reasons or whatever. Mm-hmm. And Cassie gets really upset. And you know what? I like seeing a little fire from her. We haven't seen much in the way of emotion. So I'm happy about this. We're getting a little something from her. And then Hannah gets back and it's awkward as hell. Panda throughout this entire episode just made me laugh because she was just like, I'm not getting caught up in this. I'm pretending it's not happening. Yeah. And then I don't know who goes
to like next. Pulls her away. And then so there's Cassie and Kirpa at the table and we see Colton go grab the rose and just walk off stage or off camera. We never see him give it to Hannah. It's like we see the reaction of Cassie and Kirpa, like, oh, I guess it's down to the two of us. And then then Hannah gets to go back
to the house.
Right. She's not even on the date anymore. I guess the house is conveniently like right there. Are they like beneath the house?
Who knows?
Yeah. They're in kind of like a creepy mansion, I thought.
Yeah. And then later they go to, a creepy mansion where they sit at an overly large table.
Mm-hmm.
And Colton is not at said table.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody walks by and Cassie's like, was that Kaylin? And Kirpa's like, yep. And so then I guess like Hannah must have told Kaylin that they were arguing or something like that. So then Cassie.
Yeah, I think she told the women back at the house like what happened or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then so Kaylin, we didn't see their conversation either,
no.
But we can only assume that she's saying like, Cassie's here for the right reasons. And as I am I, like.
She and Cassie are a power pair, it seems like.
Yeah, like, do you think Colton's going to get sister wives out of this? Because you know that's what I want.
That's one of the outcomes we've been hoping for.
For a long time.
Yes. Yeah, so she went to, like, kind of, I guess, provide another side to what Kirpa was going to be saying. Mm-hmm. So, because it was just kind of like Kirpa against Cassie. And Kaylin already had to deal with this on her date. And since she's friends with Cassie, I think she was like, well, you know, I don't want to, you know, I don't know. She was kind of saying something like, even if it hurts my chances, I want to be honest and, you know, help out my friend kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. I wonder if the two women on the date thought that maybe Kaylin was breaking up with him or something. That's what I would think if I saw someone just kind of show up.
It was weird. I feel like we haven't seen that happen before.
Mm-mm. I can't think of it. It's usually someone telling, you know, snitching on somebody else. So nice to see the defense. They're in it together.
And then it seems like immediately Cassie gets the rose and Kirpa gets sent home.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what was going to happen anyway, but
yeah,
since Kirpa was pretty invisible the entire time until this episode and even pretty much this episode.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So those are our four going to hometowns. I know you're not excited about hometowns, but
never am.
Did the preview have anything of interest to you?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I don't care about hometowns.
The only thing we care about is, when is he going to jump over the fence? Because we thought it was going to happen.
Where is the fence?
This week. We thought it was going to happen last week. And they keep showing it in the preview. And it's not there.
Honestly, I was like happy almost. I was like, oh, well, if he's going to jump over the fence this episode, like, I'm glad he's jumping over the fence in Denver, a city he knows, rather than like Vietnam.
Oh, that's so funny. Like, he's safe. He can like make his way back home.
Yeah. Man, I could just walk home from here.
So now is it in somebody's random hometown he jumps a fence? Or is it back in the mansion? Do they go back to the mansion?
Happens. I'm sure of it. Now I think a producer just hops over a fence and they just put it in the promo.
Probably. That was the one thing now that I do remember from that GMA thing is that Nick Vial jumps over like a little fence in this person's yard to like get into the viewing party, and Colton's like, yeah, it's not happening this episode, or I don't think it'll be this week. So he knows when it's happening, but apparently it does happen. He's still hyping it, so we'll see. Remains to be seen.
I wish we weren't even shown that, because then when it happens, we'd be so excited.
That's true, because it's the only thing we're looking forward to now. Yeah. Well, I think that's everything from this episode. We've got a lot of questions. And I think people are trying to sniff out, you know, who's here for the right reasons. And, you know, we've been sniffing out some things on our own. Haley.
We sure have.
Would you like to tell our listeners about Scentbird?
I would love to. I like perfume, but I'm never really sure what I should be getting or what I want because I don't wear it a whole lot. Mm-hmm. So I end up having like bottles of it sitting around for years and just never really going through it. And, you know, the ones I have don't always work for every season. So that's where Scentbird is so great. It's a luxury fragrance subscription service for perfumes and colognes. There's more than 450 designer brands for you to choose a perfume or cologne from each month. And you can choose the perfume you want to try, and they'll send you a 30-day supply. And those supplies have 120 sprays, enough to apply more than four times daily for an entire month. And if you're not really sure what type of scent you're looking for, you can sort and find your new fragrance by brand, style, occasion, season, and more. So if you had seen something at Sephora that you liked, but you didn't really want to commit to a whole big bottle, check it out on Scentbird. They probably have it. And they were nice enough to send us some samples, and I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, it was really exciting to kind of just go through and be like, wow, I kind of like orange blossom. And can I, you know, look through and I like want something light. And so I would sort through by light and then look at the different brands. And then they have these cool little like labels, like icons with each perfume. So you could see kind of what the strong notes were at a glance, like orange blossom, vanilla, almond. And it was just really fun to pick out what you wanted to try. And one thing I also thought about, that's once I got the bottles and how they come packaged so nice and sleek, that they would be great to travel with. And you do a lot of traveling, just throw one in your bag. And
these are so great. And they come in these little cardboard tubes too, like in the packaging, that make it so easy to just throw in your purse. Like the outer cardboard, and it comes in these little glass tubes, obviously. Mm-hmm. And it's a really good size for perfume. Like literally what they send you is like all I need. And so I got some cool ones. So I got one by a newer brand called Juliet Has a Gun. The perfume is Anyway. It's a really good scent to finish off winter. It's nice and musky. And then I have some ones for spring that I'm super excited about. I have DKNY Golden Delicious and In Full Bloom by Kate Spade, which I love. I love these.
Nice. Yeah, I've been really liking Oddity by Rag & Bone. And then I have Romance de Provence. I think it's like,
ooh-hoo-hoo.
I don't know. I can't remember the name now. But they're stuff that I would never otherwise try because I would just be too intimidated. And now by getting that small size,
big thing of something that you kind of, you know, you only want to use for a season or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not really sure what you're looking for, you can take Scentbird's True Scent Quiz to discover more personalized recommendations for your taste. Amy, tell them about our special deal.
Okay. We have an exclusive offer just for our listeners. You can get 50% off your first month today. So that's only $7.50 for your first fragrance. Go to scentbird.com/batch, B-A-C-H, and use our code BATCH, B-A-C-H, for 50% off your first month. Again, that's Scentbird, S-C-E-N-T, bird.com/batch. Free to try your first perfume or cologne for just $7.50. Sign on, smell amazing, and like always, let us know what you're trying so we can try that one next. All right. Should we do draft first?
God. Yeah, you would want to do
I would want to talk about draft next, right?
Yeah.
George says, we've reached hometowns and RHP recapper is holding on to her Rehapsodier draft lead. Did he make up Rehapsodier and then Robin Akiva took it? He's been using it a while. So I have 154 points. Hannah G and Tayshia are still in it. HDong underscore has 100 points with Cassie left. And at Kirsten said what has 97 points. Ooh, you guys are neck and neck now.
Yeah, we're close.
Kaylin left. So there we go. 50 point lead. I'll take it.
How?
I don't know how. Like Tayshia, Hannah G's invisible. I guess Tayshia is my power player right now. She's been doing pretty good. But yes. So we have four left. Is Kaylin still your top pick for Bachelorette? Ironically, since that was talked about, as she's one of the ones talking about it, or does that take her out of the running if it comes to it like, oh, she just wanted this. Let's take it away from her.
No, I still feel pretty good about Cassie winning and Kaylin being the bachelor.
Okay. Yeah. I can see it. Just Hannah G has been too invisible. She, you know, first impression rose, that usually goes pretty far, but I think that's usually with the women is, you know, like what happened with Becca and Garrett, but I don't remember how many, if any, have happened with the men where it's the first impression person being the winner. And I can't see her being bachelorette at all. I could see Tayshia. So she would be maybe the dark horse for that. But yeah, let's see. Questions.
You had a lot this week. So thank you.
So many. This episode got a lot of people intrigued.
Ooh, I also put the thread up about 15 minutes after the episode instead of about 2 hours we record like I usually do.
Okay, and we're recording a day late, so maybe some other ones trickled in. They had more time to get them in there. That is a good learning. Okay. Kyle D. Reynolds wants to know, can we get justice for Katie? If Heather is going to leave right away, then Katie should have stayed. Annoyed.
Yeah, but then it's like, she's inevitably going to leave anyway, right? Like,
yeah, I don't know. What's the difference, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think Heather played it right where she's like, okay, we're heading back to Denver. I'm out. Like, I don't really want to take him to my family. And I got all the cool trips. Whereas Elise left way too early. She could have been here, but
yeah,
she missed out on the travel. Maybe she's not into traveling as much. But. And then Alex Wilpon, is Colton ready for marriage? No. Isn't he definitely picking the women on his level?
Fair and reasonable. Is Colton ready for marriage, do you think?
I don't think so. I mean, if we're saying like we don't think Heather's ready because of her inexperience, Colton, you know, is he really like...
Like, I'm not saying you have to bone to be able to get married. Like, it's just that it just doesn't seem... I don't know. It just... I think Colton needs a long relationship before getting married. I don't think he should just get married.
Yeah, I mean, the show pressures you to get engaged at the end, but they could, whoever you choose, pull a long engagement or just kind of do like, oh, it's kind of for show we're doing. Because back in the day, they used to just be like, hey, I'm not ready to get engaged, and but I want to keep seeing you. And it just doesn't play well anymore. So I think they're so pressured that, you know, he's saying he's ready for marriage and that's what he wants at the end, but maybe he doesn't realize that he's not ready. And and if he's vibing with certain women that might have be on the same level as him, that kind of makes sense. So maybe we shouldn't be so critical of that. Will Holston, has there ever been a season where off-camera conversations played such an important role? Missing Crystal calling Ari a needle dick is one thing, but we're missing giant plot points. Who is falling asleep on a job? Yeah, who do we blame for this?
I'm not really sure. Like, I would think that some of it's like a production decision. I would have to say that a lot of these conversations are happening on camera. They're just not showing them to us for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, another thing that's not really brought up is I'm sure that a lot of these women are talking about like, oh, would you do Bachelor in Paradise if you got it? There's certain women that know that they're not making it at the end because they talk about, oh, I'm not as far along. Other relationships are farther along, but they never show us those people talking about it because it's sort of inside baseball or it takes out that gravitas of what the show wants to present of like everyone fighting for the lead. So it could be that maybe they're going in and out between talking about things that the show doesn't want you to see. Because another thing was that Tayshia kept talking about how like, oh, well, you and Cassie were the most defensive right when he said that. And we didn't even see footage of that. Like, I thought we'd see more of like the reaction while they were, before they were even in Denver. And we didn't see anything. So, you know, where's the evidence?
I don't know. I'm perplexed.
Cue the serial music. if we had that sound. and then Kyle D. Reynolds also. Why didn't we get the whole Kaylin conversation? Feels like we are missing a lot.
Because I think then it would have been too obvious that he was going to pick Cassie over Kerpa. But like, I feel like it was going to be obvious anyway. I don't know.
Yeah.
They're just making... who knows what was going on there.
Right. Will Holston also wants to know, what was in the pink notebook Kirpa was carrying around with her the whole group date? Following the mean girl theme of this episode, could it have been a burn book? What would you write in the burn book if you were in the house?
Ooh, what would I write? I think I would just write, like, please bring me snacks. I can't do this anymore.
You'd, like, use it for cover, like, oh, I'm really just writing a burn book, but no, it's, like, request to the producer.
Yeah.
Smart. Yeah, I don't know what the deal was there. I thought they couldn't have stuff like that. And then he also says, let's put it all on the table. Who do you believe? Katie, Kirpa, and Tayshia, or Cassie and Kaylin? I'm inclined to believe Katie, Kirpa, and Tayshia.
I believe that there's a little bit of truth in all of this.
Mm. Like, you believe Cassie and Kaylin have feelings for him, but you also believe that they've talked about
this conversation. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I think where, I guess, the smart move, or what seems to have been working for the women this episode, whereas normally the lead really, like, it just rubs the lead the wrong way when the women are talking about someone else. Because this time, if they're saying, hey, I heard it from this other person, it's like kill the messenger kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, because they can say, well, I heard it from Katie, or I heard it from Elise, this person takes on this mythical, like, quality of all-knowing, and they're just saying, like, this is what this person told me, and she's really trustworthy, I believe her, rather than I heard them directly talking about it. So I feel like that's kind of their loophole to be able to talk about other women. It's Colton, you know, he's younger, and he's just believing everybody. So it's almost like, who did you talk to last? And that's who he's going to believe. But yeah, until we see the footage, I don't really know.
Yeah, we trust no bitch.
Yeah. And then Will Holston says, if everything we heard this episode is true, do we all owe Hannah B an apology? She tried to warn us.
Yes, we do. I don't know. I don't think we're that hard on her.
No. Kirsten McInnes, what the hell is going on? Is this about the draft? Or
no. Yeah. Kirsten made sure to say that she definitely did watch this episode.
Okay.
What the hell is going on? Who knows? Who knows? This is different. I feel like this is new territory for us, so I'm excited.
Yeah.
Ish.
Garrett Mock, is Colton a big reason why this season has headed this direction by being so affected by the little comments and asking the girls to talk about each other?
Yeah. See, and I think that it's one of those things that kind of proves that Colton might not be ready. He just doesn't know how to shut out the noise.
Mm. Yeah. Usually there's a more, I don't know, nuance when the lead kind of knows how to navigate it, and they won't come out and directly say, hey, so-and-so said this 10 seconds ago to me. Can you defend yourself? But he's just like, his head's spinning, and this is why it kind of played out this way, I think.
Yeah.
Amanda Bushkowitz, this episode painted both Tayshia and Kirpa and Kaylin and Cassie in a bad light, in that the viewer does not know who is lying. I no longer trust any of them, and am curious who they will now make Bachelorette. Do you think frontrunners Tayshia and Kaylin have lost their shot at becoming the next Bachelorette? So I'd asked about Kaylin already, but what do you think about Tayshia?
Like, I don't really think this has that much of an impact on whether or not they could be the Bachelorette. You know, what's been really cool about this season is that a lot of these women are appearing more multidimensional than women in the past have. And the same with Colton. He's not just the lead. He's, you know, there's some emotion to him, and he makes mistakes. And, you know, that's why you want someone like him to be the lead, because the mistakes are where the fun show comes. Mm. And that's what was so much fun about Demi, was that she felt like a real person because she was cool and relatable, but she made a lot of mistakes, like we all do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's the case for Tayshia. I think that's the case for Kaylin. This is a really high emotion kind of situation where people are going to get upset about things and hear things and say things. And I don't think that all of the women don't deserve to lose trust. Like, I think it's just human nature.
Mm. Yeah. And whoever is chosen, they could, you know, make that part of their story and say, you know, I'm here to prove that, you know, yeah. I was, you know, always here for the right reasons or whatever. Tim Shields, do you think I can weasel out of my current relationship by saying, you are amazing and our time together has been amazing? But Tayshia says that Katie says that you are not ready for a relationship. So unfortunately, I guess we'll just have to end things right here.
Tim, I just don't think that's going to work out for you super well, bud.
Yeah. but yeah, it's funny when you put it that way. That's really, and maybe that's why he didn't really end up saying that. He was like, well, I have to give them the benefit of the doubt because he really kept everyone that was in question.
Yeah.
Garrett Mock, more embarrassing moment, telling someone you're falling in love with them and getting, thank you, I appreciate that.
That's what I say to Ethan all the time. Thanks, bud.
Appreciate you. In response, or walking around Denver with chocolate on the back of your pants. So that was the little scene at the end, the little kind of, when they do that kind of blooper type scene with Tayshia.
Yeah, that's a tough one because you don't want to be on the receiving end of, oh, cool, thanks for being in love with me. Mm-hmm. But chocolate's not a great thing to have on your pants. Like, I feel like other mm-hmm. things you could get away with being like, oh, darn, I sat in a tomato.
Right.
Oh, wait, no, that's not good either. What's a good food to sit in? Like avocado toast, I guess.
I don't know. Kind of like you're really ill.
You don't want chocolate on you like that.
No. Yeah. Something like Jell-O, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I can go for some Jell-O right about now.
Yeah, Garrett, you found a really tough choice here. But yeah, maybe the chocolate, because that's in front of a lot of people. And at least, like, you know, Colton still respects Hannah and kind of gave her like that maybe soft clue that it wasn't going to go the right way because he kept saying that in response. So maybe it's a kindness in a way.
Yeah.
Justin Feinberg, whose apartment did Colton and Tayshia have the evening part of their date in? Colton's, a Bachelor producer's, a rando stranger who was paid a heaping sum of money to evacuate the premises for one night only so the Bachelor could film there. If that's the case, was this person / these people okay with strangers macking on their furniture and bed? And where did Tayshia magically find that Underwood jersey at? This is all so confusing. Please advise.
The producers gave Tayshia the jersey, probably. It could be his apartment, but I do like the idea of people. Yeah, but he's a guy.
That's true. Was the dog there, though? That's the top.
I don't know. Yeah, good point.
It looked like the same apartment that Andy season, like, she had a cooking date with somebody on,
right?
And that Juan Pablo had a cooking date with someone on, so yeah, maybe just an Airbnb. But yeah, I forgot that.
And there's nothing a little Lysol can't get out.
That's true. I forgot that Tayshia, she's continuing to do these mini date, mini gift type things. So she had a jersey. It's reminding me that I was listening to a while back Baby Becca's podcast, and she was talking about how you can order things off Amazon via producer occasionally, like, oh, you need eyelashes or something, or even swimsuits, but they would send it to the next destination. So then, like, if you were eliminated, it's like, oh, tough luck, you don't get your bikini and someone else will just wear it. And then you see it on TV. So I thought that's really funny.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, so I could see, like, her putting in, like, a request or, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, hey, can I get something like this? And if you're a producer's favorite, got a good relationship with your producer, they're probably going to do you a solid.
Yeah.
And then Justin Feinberg, did I just not notice it with other leads in the past? Or is Colton an all-time Bachelor leader in ass grabs while making out?
I have not been keeping track, but I think every Bachelor has their thing.
Like a head tilt or...
Walls,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is his thing. All right. And then Justin says, has any contestant who has gotten the visit the lead's home early date ever left engaged? Is the lead ever serious about the person he or she brings on this date? Or do they just want to show off ahead of time to their family a zany character that is on the season?
I am not a Bachelor historian, nor will I ever be. I could not tell you. I highly doubt it, though.
Yeah, because I remember Ben Higgins brought one of the twins and his mom almost had a panic attack.
Yeah.
And then Ari brought Crystal, which clearly was not going to work out. Mm-hmm. The one I do remember that was close was Nick brought Raven to his sister's soccer game, and she was like number two. But I don't think any have. And then Justin says, could it be that all of this episode's consternation over Cassie was because Cassie suggested the possibility of a third season of Young Once? A third season of Young Once, The Next Bachelorette, those things are all, for all intents and purposes, the same, right?
Yeah, one of them I think you're allowed to engage in intercourse on, but I'm not totally sure. I haven't watched Young Once yet.
I know. Has anyone watched Young Once and willing to report to us about it?
I'm going to force myself to watch some of it before the end of the season.
Okay. Maybe you and Ethan can do a segment on it.
You can be our sideline
reporter. Yes. You are still young.
I remember when I was young and full of life.
Yes. Stephen Schultz, am I the only one that would bet everything on Hannah G as the winner?
Probably not the only one, but we won't bet that, I don't think.
She's got the Ari's Lauren edit. Like, she's a sleeper. And I feel like he'd have to, like, change his mind for her to be the one. Pull an Ari. Mm-hmm. Just because she's gone invisible and is not very interesting that I've seen. Kelly Priest. Did this episode make you like Hannah B? I found her annoying all season, but somehow ended up loving her after this episode. Also, if anyone can find out where I can buy that pink dress, let me know. Okay, thanks. All right, another one with us. On
yeah, that's a great dress. That's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I didn't hate Hannah B. Like you said, she was kind of annoying, but I don't know. I thought she meant well.
Yeah, she was really earnest. She was doing all these things to get his attention. She
I just overcame, like, wouldn't want to hang out with her, I don't think.
Yeah, she overcame her awkward date. Yeah. We'll see her in Bachelor in Paradise. And
we'll all have a great time.
Yeah, and then our episode with Top Chef Jim made me appreciate her more as well. Because he's a big fan. Mary Kwiatkowski, hot take. Is it possible here that everyone is telling the truth? Feeling ready and having an opinion about whether or not someone else is ready for marriage based on observations are both not fact-based things, even if you say in passing that it might be fun to be the next bachelorette, or if you laugh at or agree with someone else for saying such things doesn't mean you aren't ready or willing to be with Colton. I'm sure Katie, Tayshia, Kirpa did all believe that some of the girls might be fake or might have ulterior motives, just as I am sure Kaylin, Cassie, Demi, etc. have been interested in Colton while also seeing the reality that there are other perks of sticking around on a TV show. I hate this whole episode was a witch hunt of trying to figure out who is lying and who is telling the truth when it is all based on opinions and interpretations. At the end of the day, we all knew who was going home because the only thing that actually matters is who Colton likes. And based on the edit, Kaylin, Hannah G, and Cassie have been front runners since week one. I think she goes on. I think it is a particularly bad look for the show to spend so much time on Colton asking girls to gossip about other girls when none of that matters in the end. It comes across as if, surprise, Colton just needs excuses to send certain girls home and doesn't want to take that responsibility himself.
Yeah, I think Mary hit the nail on the head with, you know, these are not fact-based things, like feeling ready or someone else feeling ready or having an opinion. And like she said, everyone could be telling the truth and, you know, what they feel like is the truth.
Mm-hmm. And these
and
are
perception
things,
is reality.
Right. And there are things that can also change from, you know, the first week to this week, whatever week it is, or based on meeting the lead. And they could be things that were said really early on. Or you could say things just trying to kind of fit in with someone else who's not feeling it as strongly. So there's a lot of factors. So that's very well put. It kind of sucks to be like, hey, let's just gossip about this person and have all this hearsay because it makes the episodes hard to follow.
Yeah. And it also, this whole season has sucked that we've just been talking about Colton's virginity for 7 weeks when it just does not matter that much. It doesn't matter as much as they're making it out to matter.
Right. And we'll revisit it soon, I'm sure, when Fantasy Suite dates come out.
It's not over yet.
No. Graham Gates, don't you think it's kind of effed up how Colton will have these big emotional moments with these women, being on the phone with Demi's mom, bringing Hannah B to meet his family, and then immediately cut them afterwards? I feel like he's leading them on a path where they're connecting really well, and then it goes in the complete opposite direction.
Yeah, and I get that. But then we also saw, you know, the big moment with Kaylin and how that kind of brought them closer together. So we think it might create a divide with the people he was never really that interested in. And it it makes it clear to him that he doesn't want to be with them. But for the people he does want to be with, I think he is good in those moments.
Mm-hmm. And I would blame the producers on a lot of that as well. It goes back to Justin's question of like, oh, does the person who meets the lead's parents early, are they really a front runner? And it's like, yeah, probably not, because they probably want that reaction of like, oh, he's bringing me to meet the parents. How exciting. Like, I must be a front runner. And then they get cut. So you get that more emotional reaction. Or, oh, he's calling my mom, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then Graham says, also, I haven't been following the franchise for the past few seasons, but is there any point to be made about Colton this season that there have been three quits in the last 3 weeks?
I feel like you could make a deal out of it, but I am not going to. I think that people choosing to leave kind of adds some level of authenticity to this. Mm-hmm. Where it feels like they don't have to stay, and these women aren't staying just because they're on TV and that it might get them, you know, a flat tummy tea deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm fine with it. And I don't know. Juan Pablo had a couple of people leave.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think because, you know, it kind of suggests that it's not who they were hoping to be the lead, because, you know, we knew there were three people in the running. Although with Ari's season, like, nobody was expecting it to be Ari. Everybody wanted it to be Peter, and the people who were showing up were cast wanted it to be Peter, but they still stuck around and, you know, wanted to see where it went for whatever reason it may
you
be.
You just never know. You never know. So. Right.
Yeah, so I like that it's at least authentic, if they are like, hey.
Authentic-ish.
Authentic-ish, you know. Again, I still question some of it. It's like, okay, I want to have some airtime before I leave, kind of thing, too.
Yeah.
And then Justin wants to know, will Tayshia's ex stalk her hometown date disguised as an oversized, cuddly, stuffed animal?
Have you been watching Ex on the Beach?
Does that happen? I thought the oversized stuffed animals were from Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, maybe. No, I don't know. I feel like Justin's referring to this moment on Ex on the Beach where they had to, like, go... this one couple had to go down and watch this video, and then the guy's ex was like hiding in a giant bear costume pretending to be like a stuffed animal.
Yikes.
Yeah
I mean, what are we predicting? So this was the last question. What are we predicting from hometowns?
I hate hometowns and I don't care. I you know what, I might not even watch and just get you to tell me what happens.
Oh dear.
Just kidding. I'll watch.
Oh my
goodness.
I'm
not going to be happy about it.
Yeah. Nothing really stood out to me from the preview. So I always want that one family who's just like really tough on the lead.
Yeah, but then they're never like that tough. And it's also like, who cares? Ugh.
No. Yeah. My favorite was way back to Sean Lowe's season.
Desiree.
Yeah. The brother. He was so, well, I guess JoJo's brothers are kind of tough too. JoJo had a good one. Hometown date. Her mom drinking wine straight out of the bottle.
There.
Classic moments. All right. Do you have any takes from Doug this week?
Of course.
All right.
Doug would never let me. So he says, does the show actually have a psychiatrist, or do all the contestants just need to talk to Ben Higgins?
Again, you know, Chris Harrison called in a favor.
Yeah. I was happy to see Ben. I love seeing Ben.
Yeah.
How refreshing was the total absence of Chris Harrison? The only thing that would have been better would have been the return of the Bachelor Vietnam host instead. Do you think... Oh, Doug noticed this too. Do you think Colton's nonstop ass grabbing was the reason every woman was more excited to meet his dog? I think Hannah B. should have known it was over when they went to an abandoned airplane hangar for dinner. Yeah, because then she could just get, like, you know, flown away. Why did she get in a limo? I would have been like, no, put me in a plane.
Yeah, we didn't really get the dramatic exits. I mean, I guess Heather left on a train, but it really should be.
We didn't talk much about that. Heather just, like, got on a train, like a mini train. It wasn't a full-size train and just, like, left.
Yeah.
So, like, okay,
stood there in the caboose, waved.
Yeah, and then, like, the girls, like, watched the train go by and was like, was that Heather?
Yeah. Yes.
Every person on the show should be dumped by a train. And all I could think of was that Heather would now be heading to Mindy St. Clair's house in The Good Place.
I don't know the reference. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Mindy St. Clair is like my favorite character on that show. Was it just me, or did Kaylin and Cassie come off as a bit crazy? I realize the allegations against them may be baseless, but I didn't think they addressed them in a great way. With that said, at least they didn't sit in chocolate on national TV.
I love kind of seeing the common themes that emerge from with Doug, with our listeners, stuff that doesn't even come up when we're discussing the episode.
I know, and I feel like Doug and Justin are always kind of like on the same wavelength. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're cut from the same cloth.
The ass grab.
The ass grab guys. No, I'm just kidding. We're not calling you that, I promise. I'm genuinely gutted Hannah B. left. She was the last fun contestant. They should make her the next Bachelorette. Roll Tide.
I'd be in for it. I think that'd be kind of fun.
That'd be fun. Fun season. Maybe Jim could be there. Then he could be like a special advisor.
You know, yeah. And you know what else? Like, they didn't think this through. Like, the producers should have been like, hey, let's save money on airfare. We'll go to Alabama for both the Hannahs. And it would have been perfect. Yeah.
Just not thinking like us.
Nope.
That's it. That's all.
That's it.
That's all.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm also seeing a tweet that came in. Also from Tia Townshun, and she said she's replying to another tweet. She says, please discuss, not sure if it's in time for this week, but for next week at least. And it is in time. So the tweet is from Walt Hickey. It says, Instagram is spookily good at finding frontrunners on The Bachelor. Here's who's winning the long game. It says, this is insider.com. Isn't the same one from Robin Akiva did like their top like TV character Survivor season or something? Wasn't
maybe
that distanceinsider.com? Oh yeah. My gosh, some site that I've never heard of till then. But I don't know if we want to say in case it is like going to predict winners, but it's showing like a kind of cool interactive graph of like there's like kind of a top three that are showing. So it's probably like the top three that people would think from watching the episode.
Yeah, and the tweet Tia is replying to is from Emma Gray at Emma Lady Rose, and she's quote tweeting the original tweet with this graph, and she said, this is super interesting, also worth noting depressingly that the women of color nearly always seem to get the fewer followers than the white blondes.
Yeah,
which is the case because Tayshia, she has currently 74,267. Nicole has more followers than her at 85,000. And the other three, so Kaylin has 428,000, Hannah G has 568,000, Cassie has 600,000.
So they're all
like I said, Tayshia's at 74,000. And you know, that's something I've noticed.
That was with Rachel, who was the Bachelorette.
Has not even broken 1 million followers yet. And Becca has like 4 million.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so that's just something to think about for, you know, us as a society to, you know, keep on our minds and do better.
Right. So the people eliminated, Demi and Hannah B are up there.
Yeah, I follow Demi. She's a great follow.
Yeah.
Yeah, big fan.
Yeah. I remember way back one of our early seasons, I think, did we look at like Instagram likes of, or how many people had like the most likes or something? That was like when we did research back then.
I can barely remember that.
Or people like trying for their draft, or they would talk about like social media was their job, but now it's like everybody's job. Everybody comes in with their accounts ready to go. So, yeah, interesting, depressing, all that stuff. So, but a cool graph to look at. I'm just like watching it move, interact back and forth. All right. And then Haley, where can people, we didn't get any emails this week, but where can people email us if they have a long form question?
You can email us at bachelorwrapup@gmail.com.
Awesome. And I just wanted to revisit our two great sponsors, scentbird.com/batch. Use our code batch, BACH, for 50% off your first month. scentbird.com/batch for you to try your first perfume or cologne for just $7.50. And then for HelloFresh, you go to HelloFresh.com, enter promo code Bachelor60 for a total of $60 off. That's two free meals in each of your first three boxes. HelloFresh.com, promo code Bachelor60. All right, Haley, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram, as always, at @hstrong_, and my blog is strongtakes.ca.
All right, and you can find me on Twitter at @RHAPRecapper. All right, get ready for hometowns next week, Haley.
I'm ready.
So excited.
Yay.
But we are excited to have all of you with us along for the ride, whether you're tuning in just to us or watching it all go down on the show. So, talk to you all next week. Bye.
Bye.